Hello and welcome to Unbox, the podcast that dives deep into the world of custom packaging and innovative brand experiences. In each episode, we'll be exploring the latest trends, innovations, and best practices in the design and packing industry, and then taking a look at how they can help businesses like Yars to create memorable and impactful brand experiences. I'm your host, Sam Johnston. Let's get started. And in this episode, we'll be talking to John Morgan, who is a prolific entrepreneur, founder of Pelagic, and angel investor, senior executive with vast amounts of experience at brands like SpaceX and Seed Health. Thank you so much for giving the time for our listeners, and it's great to have you here, John.
Yeah, thanks, Sam. Really great to be here.
Amazing. And for the listeners, you know, if this is your first time coming, we have a set of standardized five questions. If you're coming back, you may want to skip to that specific question. Those questions will be in order. The first one's going to be a little bit of background on our guest today. What inspired them to get into their career? What are they up to currently? How do they get their start in the field? The next one will be digging into packaging, product brand experiences, and how can we create loyal customer bases with those. The third one will be about any success stories or case studies that businesses that they're seeing out there in the wild that have transformed their brand through packaging, marketing, or design exercises. The fourth one will be, what are some of the biggest challenges or roadblocks that businesses like yours out there right now may face when it comes to custom packaging, branding, brand experiences in general? And the last question will be kind of bringing out the crystal ball, looking at the future as best as possible and seeing what's coming down the pipeline, how are things going to evolve over the next 5 to 10 years, and how can businesses like yours get ahead of the curve and stay ahead of the competition? So without further ado, we'll go straight to that first question, which was, John, what inspired you to get into your career and into the current venture that you're in now?
Yeah, I've had about a decade of experience at this point since college. So after graduating USC in LA, I was lucky enough to stumble into an entrepreneurship minor program, which exposed me to the world of founders and people creating businesses that I'd never known about before. And in doing so, also got some exposure to the world of supply chain. And through a friend, got introduced or brought into SpaceX. No one really knew what SpaceX was at the time, but got lucky enough to start that as my first job out of college, and really just drink from a crazy fire hose that was some of the most brilliant engineers in the world solving some very difficult problems at a phase in time of the company that was still trying to figure out how to make rockets reliably and then also land them coming back from orbit. So that was
fascinating.
It was kind of where I started. Yeah. But from there, it was a fantastic culture and workplace. So they said, if you want to solve these problems, you can go kind of dive into them, and moved quickly up the ladder, working on carbon fiber structures and systems, then jumped into really advanced thermal materials and unique thermal properties to get things back from space. All of which were these large outsourced, very complex programs that our engineers are working on, but we're partnering with founders and businesses around the United States to build and execute on, which had a business component to it. So it was very technical supply chain problem solving and management. I have a lot of really fun stories from that experience. I was there for about 4 years, and as I was exploring the worlds of actually augmented and virtual reality and how those tools could be utilized in some of the manufacturing environments at SpaceX, I got exposed to or befriended one of the two co-founders of Seed Health. And he is kind of a wacky scientist who was telling me all about the world of the microbiome and the future that this wild, unseen scientific world could hold for humans. And I had two doctors as parents growing up, and both of them had never really talked about the importance of bacteria in your health or how the microbiome could be connected to a lot of the standard health system of medicine. And so that really piqued my interest to go deeper, and was also moving back towards that entrepreneurial track of what it's like to build something from nothing. So I was kind of the first full-time hire at Seed, and then joined a team of contractors and consultants at the time, and joined just before a very wild launch. I had to kind of manage some transitions in and out of SpaceX and into Seed, but that was in 2018. And from there, joined another very unique kind of rocket ship of a company, and worked with some really brilliant people, and got much more immersed into this world of packaging and branding and consumer goods for the first time, learning from some of the best in the business at brand curation and creation, and stayed at CE for about another 4 years, and grew that business to a really, really large scale with really an amazing amount of impact across the sustainability leadership space and packaging and brand design leadership. And I was in charge of supply chain operations and a lot of the other hats that go with building an early stage company. And then just to kind of bring it back to where I am now, like that experience at Seed was fantastic. The company matured and we raised a 40 million Series A and hired a lot of people that I thought could do my many jobs better than me, by focusing or breaking them out into more jobs, and jumped into forming a venture studio, with some of my close business partners. And we started creating more e-commerce or consumer goods services businesses and helping each other succeed in those businesses. And, in doing so, I'm also part-time or full-time CEO now of this company called Pelagic. And our focus is really to help founders with a lot of the same experience I had at Seed, of navigating the crazy problems of designing, building, and then managing a very dynamic and complex supply chain as you're growing very quickly in this world.
That's amazing. I mean, what a journey. The amount of experience packed into a relatively short period of time. I mean, there's some gold, I think, that the listeners are going to get out of these next couple of questions. That's a heck of a lot of perspective that's going to come. So we're excited about that. And some of our listeners are people that they're in the packaging spaces and they have products. They're taking them to market. They're in market, or they have this amazing idea and they're thinking about it. They just want to get some tips from people that are way ahead of the game on things they should be thinking about. So the packaging is really important. Then we also have some like agency listeners that are supporting brands and are helping people get into retail or e-commerce drives. But they have this kind of product brand experience challenge that they're trying to help people to solve. And usually those things are related to like building a loyal customer base, building the tribe, the community around that specific product, and trying to kind of mirror the community back to themselves through that brand. So the first question touches on this, which is, how does packaging and product brand experiences in general contribute to creating a loyal customer base? And what are some of the most effective strategies that you've seen for achieving this?
Yeah, I think Seed is almost one of the hallmark brands or flagship examples of the importance of brand and how powerful packaging can be to the company's success overall. And it's something that is very hard to replicate. And I give a lot of credit to our founders and the team that they brought on to insource and manage and build that brand from such a fundamental place. That is what I'll say is like kind of the key word for the importance of brand in that design experience and keeping loyal customers is just fundamental. It is this difficult, ambiguous thing that's hard to measure ROI on or how much you should or shouldn't invest into it. But I can tell you that it is, I think the brand is what connects the product to the ideas that you stand for as an entity and as a company. And those ideas are what really keep people around and not only staying on and using your product, but also sharing it and being excited to tell people about who and what they are and how they relate to your brand and those ideals. And, packaging is the physical manifestation of that idea. And we were so hyper-focused on every microscopic detail of that customer experience and how that packaging was designed down to the last millimeter, down to the last Pantone, because we wanted to make sure that there was continuity of that brand feel and idea across every single micro touch point you had with our product.
Yeah, that's so important. And outside of the Seed experience, do you have any case studies, success stories, maybe even businesses that are just out there in the wild that have transformed their brand through packaging and these design exercises? Maybe it's a kind of a turnaround or just some great examples that people might be able to be pointed towards.
Yeah, I think, you know, fantastic examples to point towards that were investments for seed were our like mushroom tray. That was this crazy thing that was made out of mushrooms early on and very expensive, or this like dissolvable like foam for your refill systems. But you know, I think a similar but different brand that really struck me was Athletic Greens. Like I remember what they used to look like and that mm-hmm. whole build and experience. And you know, I think they took advantage of some really amazing growth marketing strategies and trends to take off, but at the same time, couldn't have done so without a fundamental brand shift that I remember distinctly noticing being far cleaner, much more biohacker oriented. So I think that's a great one. And then I also throw out just like, sometimes like the packaging in a space that you know and have seen many of the similar products can be your defining element. So another great brand I've worked with and have some friends at is a company called PIM, Prepare Your Mind, what it stands for. And they do gummies, and gummies are everywhere, but they have this really great like sliding tin. And people love that and use that tin and wish that they had more products packaged in it, because it's aluminum and more recyclable and a lot of other things like that.
Love that. Yeah, I think there's a lot of ways to stand out. And I think that as you know, if you're just starting now, or maybe you're looking at doing a rebrand or a repackage of your product out there in the market, there's often a lot of stumbling blocks. There's a lot of challenges that that brands come across as they're trying to do that. With your experience, you know, are there any of those challenges or roadblocks that you would have some hints and tips to give these people ahead of schedule?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Pelagic as a service that helps founders and innovators with their supply chain problems, you know, so much of the challenges of packaging, I think, are related to supply chain. I talk to people building software and they're like, why can't we just make this in a week or a month? And, you know, one of the biggest challenges is giving yourself enough time and like the lead times associated with manufacturing or looking at samples or iterating on samples or getting these details really right. And, you know, every time there's a show the designer, feel the product, look at the packaging, and then change it again and communicate with, you know, sometimes manufacturers that are on the other side of the world. It's become a very like global operation enterprise. I also think that sustainability is like a consistent challenge that I hear and we work with a lot of these brand owners on. They all tend to be people aware of the world and wanting to do better by it, but are consistently struggling to find sustainable materials or solutions within the packaging space that are beneficial or cost effective for their business or for their needs. And that's something that we're trying to get better and better at providing solutions for in like a broader network sense. I think maybe the last thing that's pretty obvious, but just that there's an increasing or growing number of entrants into the product like space overall. There's so many more brands, there's so many more shoppers. And so standing out amongst the noise in a very, very competitive space has really never been harder. And so, you know, pairing a lot of these fundamental supply chain challenges along with just standing out is quite difficult.
100%. We've seen a lot of that sustainability angle within the, you know, merchant boxes that sponsors the show here. The industry is moving so quickly on the sustainable packaging front. There's so many innovations and so many kind of new things coming to market that it can be a full-time job just trying to keep up with what is now sustainable. You know, the even stuff that was sustainable a couple of quarters ago, they're now finding out that there was something in the ink or there was something that was an issue. So they get a lot of organizations that come just simply asking, hey, you know, what's the latest tool for this specific problem, and they have a team that can obviously go away and they have all that information, but it's moving quickly. I think I've seen even some of the classics, you know, the wood, like you're saying, the aluminium, like there's certain materials which are just good and you can reuse them again. It doesn't have to go back into the earth quickly, but they're reusable, which has a really great kind of carbon footprint impact. But also there's even materials where like the package itself is plantable and there's seeds within it and you can create, you know, fresh food from it. So it moves quickly. And if you're listening and you want some of that information, you know, I'm sure that John and his team or the Merchant Boxes team can point you in the right direction, give you some of the latest information on that. And as we kind of look forward at what's going to happen. We were just saying things moving so quickly. What are some of the things that you're seeing that are maybe going to be 5 to 10 years ahead of today? Like, if we get our crystal ball out, what things should businesses be doing today to stay ahead of the curve, John?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I just want to point out what you're saying or emphasize. I think there's a really wonderful trend of the layers with which people are evaluating sustainability becoming or increasing in depth, right? So things that we thought were sustainable, if you peel back a few different layers, you suddenly realize the energy inputs it takes to actually go mine that resource at the third layer of the supply chain makes it like net not better than a plastic or something, right? So I think that insight as a collective and as a consumer base is really driving additional sustainable solutions and packaging innovation. When you say 5 to 10 years, at the pace AI is going right now, I really have no clue. I could say maybe 2 to 3 years.
5 to 10 minutes.
You know, AI is, you know, running in parallel to some of these more physical world problems. But I think it's an exciting time in technology and the world overall. But you know, I think you are seeing this interesting trend of brands and consumer trust moving to people and access to people via social media platforms and the rise of the influencer. So I think that material or packaging systems that speak to or connect more closely to those influencer-backed or led brands and their power will continue to be a pretty near-term trend. I think in the product space overall, there's a turn away from or a fear of toxins or a fear of like the byproducts of the materials or the things we're putting in our bodies or consuming. Mm-hmm. And I see that in at the product level, but I haven't seen it get to the packaging yet. And I think that will occur. I think people will start becoming far more aware of microplastics and how they interface with and really start getting into really every corner of your body over time and how we're allowing that to happen in our daily habits. I also think near term, I've seen this be pointed to as some circularity, some really fantastic utilization of waste streams for the first time and turning that into new sources of value or new materials or new products overall. So I'm very excited about that. But on the like far, far out horizon, like the crazy technology ideas and world, I think there's a really exciting world of hyper customizable products and packaging and as we buy them. So like this convergence of technology and digital health and AI will start real time telling our trusted brands exactly the products and the dosages of things that we want or need on a daily basis. And then I continue to be very excited about augmented reality and the potential it has as a tool. So like these powerful tools like Apple Vision Pro in the design phase and actually the creation of some of these products. But I think even beyond that, hopefully the massive reduction in waste of a hybrid digital e-commerce retail shopping experience of instead of like buying something and then returning it or throwing it away, you can kind of enhance the capabilities of the consumer to look at or evaluate products in really excitingly unique ways. Like I would love to be Iron Man and come up with what a seed jar in a hybrid reality would feel and look like someday.
That'd be wicked. Yeah, I think there's that tag word of connected packaging that's going around a lot. There's a lot of customers that are, you know, asking the team about that currently. And that means so many different things, you know, but it's basically just about extending the brand experience and adding additional value in a digital format. And no matter where you are in your product journey, you could just be launching, don't have a huge amount of budget. There are ways that you can build connected packaging as simple as like a QR code. It sounds really basic, but then allowing an additional engagement that happens on the back end, you know, and maybe there's some form of incentivization, some kind of sampling opportunity, like a way for you to interact and give more of your product, more of your mission, and bring more of that community to the product experience. It's available. And we can put some links into the show notes and some examples of that happening in the wild, but there's some really cool things going on. And I think it's accessible to everybody, no matter the size of the brand. But as John's saying, like there's some really, really interesting augmented reality aspects. We've seen some brands that are working in the wine sector and alcohol sector. You can walk down the aisle with your phone and then it will start to pop out and give you some stories behind the wine and give you these really cool experiences that, you know, are only a couple of steps away from us having it in our homes and being able to go through those same experiences as well. So we're excited to see where that's going to go. And I think that we've finished our time here, John. We've got some absolute gold. So thank you so much for digging in and giving us all of those different insights. If people wanted to learn more about the organization that you currently have going on and wanted to follow you, what's the best way for them to go about following you?
Yeah, right now, following along on LinkedIn or just checking out our website, pelagic.co, P-E-L-A-G-I-C.co, or shoot me an email, john@pelagic.co. I love meeting new people, new founders, talking about new ideas. And thanks for having me on, Sam.
That's awesome. Yeah, we'll put those links into the show notes. So anybody that wants to, they can click straight to that. And if you've enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe to the podcast. Leave us a review wherever you're listening to this. It means a lot to us and the algorithm robot overlords that make all the decisions. And if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future episodes, you can reach us on email at unboxed@merchantboxes.com. Until next time, keep thinking outside the box and creating unforgettable brand experiences. We'll see you soon. Bye. Thank you for listening to today's episode. It was sponsored by Merchant Boxes. Merchant Boxes provide custom packaging to large businesses and small creators that customers love. If you're looking for award-winning custom package designs that make your business and products stand out from the competition, click the link in the show notes to find out more.